From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome once again to the program. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend James Porter, and in just a few minutes he'll turn our attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? But before the message comes, let's listen to these words in song.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures, feed us. For our use thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. Thou hast promised to receive us, poor and sinful though we be. Thou hast mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse and power to free. Blessed Jesus, early let us turn to Thee. Blessed Jesus, early let us turn to Thee.
Good morning. Our Bible reading for today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? In this chapter, Paul writes to the believers in Corinth. He assures them of his intention to visit them. Verse 1 of this chapter, he says, "This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established." He also calls them to solemnly examine their own selves to see if they possess true saving faith in Christ. He did not want any of them to be hiding under the pretense of a false profession of faith. Hence he says, "Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates?" At the beginning of this serious admonition, he speaks about the believer being in the faith. And it's this matter of being in the faith that I want you to consider with me today. First of all, what does it mean to be in the faith? Well, to be in the faith means to be saved. The Holy Spirit indwells a saved person's heart. Romans 8 verse 9 says, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you." Now 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5 says, "Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ," the Bible says, "he is none of his. By the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit in their heart, a saved person is brought to repent of their sins before God, and they are led to trust in Christ and his finished work alone for salvation." Friend, have you this saving faith? Have you repented of your sins? Have you trusted in Christ's precious blood to blot out your sin before God? Are you born again of the Holy Spirit? If not, you are still lost in your sin and bound for hell. If you are to be wise and sure of heaven, you must repent of your sin. You must flee to Christ and by faith trust him as Saviour. The Lord invites you to do so. In Isaiah 1 verse 18, the Lord says, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." To be in the faith means to have a right understanding. In his lost, sinful condition, man is indifferent to the things of God. But when a person is in the faith, they are made wise unto salvation. They rejoice in Christ, and the love for the word of God is in them, and the things of God is in their heart. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 7, it says, "Unto you therefore that believe, he is precious." Let me ask, is Christ precious to you today? This is what it means to be in the faith. Also, to be in the faith means having a wonderful protection. In John 17 verse 5, Christ says, "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil." Believer, being in the faith means the Lord can keep you in this world from all the snares of Satan. The hymn writer says, "He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock." Then to be in the faith means true satisfaction. The unsaved run after the world yet find no real satisfaction. But for the believer in Christ, there is true joy, real satisfaction, abiding peace and heartfelt contentment. Psalm 107, verse 9, the psalmist speaks of the Lord and says, "For he satisfieth a longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness." But then, secondly, let me ask, are you progressing in the faith? 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5 says, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith." Sadly, there are some who profess salvation, yet they never progress in their faith. This was so of certain believers in Corinth. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1, Paul says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." Instead of growing in their faith, they remained babes in Christ. Christian, God's purpose for you is that you grow in your faith and go on with God. 2 Peter 3 verse 18 says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Hebrews 6 verse 10 says, "Let us go on unto perfection." This was the testimony of Elijah and Elisha. The Bible says, "And they too went on." This was the aim of Paul after being saved for 30 years. And Philippians 3 verse 10, he says, "That I might know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death." Friend, when you don't go on with God, you lose out in his blessing for your life. Also, you fall a prey to the pitfalls of Satan. A little child is prone to fall out of its bed when it sleeps close to the age. Christian, you're prone to succumb to the devil's temptations when you live close to the world and live on the edge of your Christian experience. If you are to go on with God daily, you must seek after God in prayer and in the reading of his word. You must obey the Lord. Renounce sin and the evil ways of this world. You must be diligent in your attendance at the means of grace, the Lord's table, the Sabbath meetings, and the public prayer meeting. In Matthew 6, verse 33, the Lord said to the disciples, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." In Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13 it says, "And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." The great Christian scientist Michael Faraday once gave a lecture to a grand applause. The Prince of Wales was present and also congratulated him. The crowd waited for Faraday to reply to the Prince of Wales, but there was silence. For Faraday was gone to his midweek prayer meeting. He put first things first. Then finally, let me ask, have you a burden to lead others into the faith? 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5 says, "Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith." Being in the faith reminds the believer of the Lord's great purpose for his life. That purpose is not slothfulness in the Christian life. Amos 6 verse 1 says, "Woe to them that are at ease at Zion." That purpose is not one of hypercriticism, thinking you have arrived and are better than others. Matthew 7 verse 3 says, "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye?" God's great purpose for all his children is to win others to Christ and lead them into the faith. Proverbs 30 verse 11 says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." In the Bible, Andrew was leading others to Christ. John 1 verse 41 says, "He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah's Christian." By prayer, by a holy life, by a faithful witness, God can use you to lead others to Christ. This was the burden of the hymn writer who said, "O strengthen me while I stand, firm on the rock and strong in thee. I may stretch out a loving hand to wrestlers in life's troubled sea." When D.L. Moody was saved, he asked the deacons of his church if he could have the front pew that following Sunday. That night he filled it with his friends. He then asked if he could have two pews the next Sunday. Again he filled it with people who needed to hear the gospel and needed to be led to Christ. And throughout his life as a Christian, he led thousands to Christ. Nearing the end of his life, General William Booth was to address a Salvation Army Congress. Due to ill health, he could not attend, but he sent a message consisting only of one word, and that word was others. His great concern was to lead others to Christ. Believer, think of your own conversion to Christ. Under God, others have prayed for you, they've witnessed to you, they invited you to hear the gospel, they've brought you under the sound of the gospel. The outcome was your conversion to Christ. Yes, under God, you owe a great debt to those who are faithful to your soul. May you seek to repay that debt by doing all you can to lead others to Christ for salvation. Matthew chapter 27, verses 41 and 42, it says, "Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him." Note the words there concerning Christ. He saved others. Christ was always concerned about others. He died the just for us the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Believer, by God's grace, by the power and infilling of the Holy Spirit, follow the example of Christ with all your strength and love like his. May you seek to lead them to the open side, the sheep for whom their shepherd died. Thank you for listening. And God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.